Good morning and welcome to Occupy the Airwaves. Okay, well, we have got really, really good news. On the 4th of July, which is so fitting, a judge in Louisiana struck a blow for the First Amendment. A couple of weeks ago, Richard and I read part of the lawsuit that the attorney generals of Missouri and Louisiana were filing against Joe Biden and other members of the White House who have conspired with the social media companies to stifle the right of free speech of Americans. And they did it in the name of combating disinformation. And ironically, the New York Times and the Washington Post, when reporting on this awesome ruling by the judge, Judge Doherty in Louisiana, they lied. They put out disinformation. I think the New York Times said, oh, now they won't be able to fight child trafficking. Oh, as if the White House was trying to stop child trafficking by stifling the free speech of people talking about matters of public interest, such as vaccine safety and the war in Ukraine and other things like that. Yeah, sure. Okay, anyhow, so they put out disinformation as they do every day, but they never get slapped down for it, and they never get challenged on it, and they never get censored. You would think that the press would uphold the First Amendment because they are mentioned in it. The press and citizens all have the right to free speech. The right of the free press and the right to free speech shall not be stopped. But the press, especially those biggies, are now in cahoots with the government. So they no longer stand for the First Amendment. They are against the First Amendment, and they lie to justify their opposition to the very foundation of this country. In my opinion, the Bill of Rights. I mean, the Declaration of Independence starts out pretty good, too. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. Of course, nowadays we say women, too. Okay, yay for us. But anyhow, so I was going to read a bunch of quotes from our founding fathers, but it turns out the judge did. But I think he might have left these ones out. These are by Thomas Jefferson. So I'm going to go ahead and read Thomas Jefferson, one of the founding fathers, the author of the Declaration of Independence, which, again, I think it's so cool that the federal judge released this ruling on the 4th of July. That beats all the fireworks I had to put up listening to. People out there blowing things up. Yay, America. Really? Recite the Bill of Rights, First Amendment through the 10th Amendment. Go ahead, before you blow up one more thing and scare my dogs. But anyhow. So, Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Unquote. Right. If you are kept in the dark and fed bull like a mushroom, you are not going to be free. And so that is the problem with Americans today. We're fed so much nonsense that how could we be free? How could we vote? How could we cast a reasoned vote if we don't know the issues and we're not allowed to talk about the issues? And if we talk about the issues, we either get banned or censored or, in the case of Julian Assange, thrown into a dungeon. Yeah. Okay, another Thomas Jefferson quote. Our liberty depends on the freedom of the press, and that cannot be limited without being lost. Unquote. The social media is the people's press. It's the equivalent of Thomas Paine going out and printing up a bunch of pamphlets and handing them out on the street corners or in the bars, right? Social media is the way we the people, communicate with each other horizontally without intervention from the people on top, except for, see, the last, what is it, ever since 2017, they used the Trump election and the TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, to push censorship onto the American people in the name of Orange Man Bad. And a lot of people fell for that, which I just cannot believe. Really? Orange Man Bad? So you give up your Bill of Rights? Yeah, I don't think so. And then the last Thomas Jefferson quote, truth is great and will prevail if left to herself. She is the proper and sufficient antagonist of error and has nothing to fear from the conflict unless by human interposition, disarmed of her natural weapons, free argument and debate, error ceasing to be dangerous when it was permitted freely to contradict him. And that is it, of course. People can put out errors, for instance, Dr. Fauci, but if you are not allowed to contradict them with free and open debate and facts, well, then the lies stand. But truth can stand for herself if people are allowed to discuss and debate them. And that is why the Biden White House and the entire establishment, actually, have joined together to censor American people talking among ourselves on social media. They don't like it. They want all the information to come from the top down. It is beamed directly into your phone or your car radio or your computer or your TV. And then you just sit there and take it in, and you have no way to judge if they're lying to you or not, if you're not allowed to talk to your fellow citizens. That is why it is so important to be able to keep social media free and open. And that is why this ruling is such a cause for celebration. I mean, honestly, it really is. I should go out and light a sparkler in celebration. I certainly wouldn't blow up explosives. That is just a... So I'm going to read the decision at least as much as I can. It is the state of Missouri et al., and that includes the state of Louisiana, versus Joseph R. Biden Jr. et al., and that is him and the White House people who conspired against the American people's right of free speech. At issue before the court is a motion for preliminary injunction. I'm going to leave out all the document numbers because we don't have the exhibits here. The defendants oppose the motion, and that would be the defendants. That would be Joe Biden et al. Yeah, they don't want freedom. Plaintiffs have filed a reply to the opposition. The court heard oral arguments on this motion on May 26, 2023. Amicus Curie briefs have been filed in this proceeding on behalf of Alliance Defending Freedom, the Buckeye Institute, and Children's Health Defense. All right, we got a bunch of people in this country who care about the First Amendment. I can't tell you how thrilled I am about this. I get really upset when people don't care about their rights. Oh, I don't care if the government spies on me. I got nothing to hide. Oh, I don't need to know what the government's doing. It's top secret, and I shouldn't know what the government's doing. Really? Come on now. Well, free speech is all right, but not if someone takes offense. Oh my gosh, if someone's offended, the other people have to be censored and banned and shut up and even beaten up, because offending someone is horrible. That is a good reason to stop free speech. Or not if the government says you're lying. You can't have free speech when the government doesn't want you to have free speech. I mean, you might as well live under a tyrant. You might as well live under King George if you believe that kind of stuff. But anyhow, there's people in this country who still stand up for our civil and our human rights. And the introduction starts with a great quote. I may disapprove of what you say, but I would defend to the death your right to say it. And this is a quote by Evelyn Beatrice Hill, the Friends of Voltaire. And then it starts. This case is about the free speech clause in the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. The explosion of social media platforms has resulted in unique free speech issues. This is especially true in the light of the COVID-19 pandemic. If the allegations made by plaintiffs are true, and they are, the present case arguably involves the most massive attack against free speech in the United States history. In their attempts to suppress alleged disinformation, the federal government, and particularly the defendants named here, are alleged to have blatantly ignored the First Amendment's right to free speech. Actually, they blatantly stomped on it, but he's being polite because he's a judge. Although the censorship alleged in this case almost exclusively targeted conservative speech, not true. I mean, they targeted Robert F. Kennedy Jr. too, and they targeted me. So there you go. The issues here raised hereon go beyond party lines. The right to free speech is not a member of any political party and does not hold any political ideology. It is the purpose of the free speech clause of the First Amendment to preserve an uninhibited marketplace of ideas in which truth will ultimately prevail, rather than countenance monopolization of the market, whether it be by government itself or private licensee. And that's the other thing that the people who don't care about their rights say, oh, well, it's just a corporation stomping on my rights, so it's okay. The First Amendment only says the government can't stomp on me, but they don't say a corporation can't. Well, you know, you're not clear on the concept. At least these judges are. Plaintiffs allege that defendants, through public pressure campaigns, private meetings, and other forms of direct communication regarding what defendants described as disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation, That's when it's true, but they don't like it because it's bad. Bad information means information I don't like. Just like hate speech means speech I hate. Yeah. They're good at bending words to cover up their lawlessness. Anyhow, other forms of direct communication have colluded with and or coerced social media platforms to suppress disfavored speakers, viewpoints, and content on social media platforms. Plaintiffs also allege that the suppression constitutes government action and that it is a violation of plaintiffs' freedom of speech under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. The First Amendment states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peacefully to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. First Amendment, U.S. Constitution. And again, Richard and I have spent a fair amount of time on our show showing exactly how the government pressured social media companies to censor and ban people and information that they did not want getting out to the public. The principal function of free speech under the United States system of government is to invite dispute. It may indeed best serve its high purpose when it induces a condition of unrest, creates dissatisfaction with conditions as they are, or even stirs people to anger. And this is from Texas versus Johnson in 1989. So we've had judges going way back that understand the Constitution. Again, I like that. Freedom of speech and press is the indispensable condition of nearly every other form of freedom. And this is a quote from another ruling in 1967. The following quotes reveal the Founding Fathers' thoughts on freedom of speech. For if men are to be precluded from offering their sentiments on a matter, which may involve the most serious and alarming consequences, that can invite the consideration of mankind, reason is of no use to us. The freedom of speech may be taken away, and dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. And that was George Washington. Whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the free acts of speech, Benjamin Franklin. And that's it. What is going on now is we are goose-stepping toward a totalitarian police state, and they're doing it in the guise of, aw, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, do you? It's like Huey Long said, fascism will come to the United States, but it'll be wrapped in the flag and carrying a Bible. Well, that was back then. Now it's wrapped in, oh, just be nice, and oh, I didn't like what you said, and oh, I mean, if you point out medical information that goes against the medical information we are spewing, you're killing people, literally. Mm-hmm. Because words kill people. Sticks and stones may break my bones. I think that was also Benjamin Franklin. Reason and free inquiry are the only effectual agents against error. Thomas Jefferson. That might be part of the one I just read. The question does not concern whether speech is conservative, moderate, liberal, progressive, or somewhere in between. What matters is that Americans, despite their views, will not be censored or suppressed by the government. Other than well-known exceptions to the free speech clause, all political views and content are protected free speech. The issues presented to this court are important and deeply intertwined in the daily lives of the citizens of this country. 2. Factual background. In this case, plaintiffs allege that defendants suppress conservative-leaning free speech, such as 1. Suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story prior to the 2020 presidential election. In other words, influencing an election. 2. Suppressing speech about the lab leak theory of COVID-19's origin. I don't know why that's conservative. I feel like everyone should care where COVID came from, since it caused such a mighty uproar around the world. 3. Suppressing speech about the efficiency of masks and COVID-19 lockdowns. 4. Suppressing speech about the efficiency of COVID-19 vaccines. Oh, remember, it used to be they're safe and effective. You take a shot and you will never get COVID and you will never spread COVID. And now they're like, oh, well, no, you can, but it won't be as bad. Here, take your 5th booster. 5. Suppressing speech about election integrity in the 2020 presidential election. 6. Suppressing speech about the security of voting by mail. 7. Suppressing parody content about defendants. Again, they hate the memes. They don't like being ridiculed. Oh, I should find a quote by Aaron Dottie Roy that's good about that. 8. Suppressing negative posts about the economy. And 9. Suppressing negative posts about President Biden. Man, I have so many memes making fun of President Biden and his sniffing and his groping and his ice cream eating. And yeah, they don't allow you to do that. Why? Because they don't like memes and they don't like you making fun of the president. Plaintiffs Bhattacharya and Kuldorff are infectious disease epidemiologists and co-authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, GBD. The GBD was published on October 4, 2020. The GBD criticized lockdown policies and expressed concern about the damaging physical and mental health impacts of lockdowns. They allege that shortly after being published, the GBD was censored on social media by Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others. Bhattacharya and Kuldorff further allege on October 8, 2020, 4 days after they published their declaration, Dr. Francis Collins, Dr. Fauci, and Cliff Lane proposed together a takedown of the GBD and followed up with an organized campaign to discredit it. Yeah, this doctor is a professor of epidemiology at Stanford University, and they said he was a quack. The other one, I'm not sure what he is, but I mean, really, come on now. If anyone's quacks, it's those people that were heading up, getting paid more than any other public servants to head up kind of like an effort to increase the profits of Big Pharma by covering up all medical debate, which again, you cannot forward medical science if doctors aren't allowed to bring up facts and debate treatments. I mean, that is how medical science moves forward. They censored all that in the interest of Big Pharma profits. And then they pushed for mandates, saying that every person in the world had to take this Big Pharma product, which has never been done before. And except for in Nazi Germany, but that wasn't the whole world, that was just concentration camp victims. And the Nuremberg Principles, which were put out after World War II because of the horrors of Nazi Germany, said never again will anyone be forced to take part in a medical experiment against their will. That you cannot force people to take a drug they don't want. And yet, they did, didn't they? Back to the ruling. Dr. Kuldorff additionally alleges he was censored by Twitter on several occasions because of his tweets with context such as, quote, thinking everyone must be vaccinated is scientifically flawed, unquote, which an epidemiologist should know, right? The mask would not protect people from COVID-19 and other anti-mask tweets. Dr. Kuldorff and Dr. Bhattacharya further alleges that YouTube removed a March 18, 2021 roundtable discussion in Florida where he and others questioned the appropriateness of requiring young children to wear a face mask. And that's the thing. It isn't just making the children covering their airways and impeding their breathing and making them breathe back their own carbon dioxide and limiting the oxygen. What effect does that have on children and their growth and development, their brain development, when they have high carbon dioxide called hypercapnia and hypoxia to boot? That right there is influencing the brains of the children. But what about the babies have been shown for decades, we have known that babies love to look at the human face. The very favorite thing that babies like to look at is human faces. They don't want colors. They don't want lights. They don't want sparkly stuff. They want to look at human faces. And they learn to talk. And they learn love. And they learn emotions. And they learn to connect with other human beings. All of this depends on eye contact and human facial expressions. The baby looks at the mother and the mother smiles and coos and says, I love you. And what happens when the baby looks at the mother and all he sees is a big old mask over his mother's face and the mother goes, well, I love you, baby, you're really nice. I mean, it's ridiculous. And to go out in public and see nothing but masked human faces, what did that do to an entire generation? Those babies born in 2020 were shown to have lower IQs by the end of the year. I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer, but you know, what is allowed on the media is, it is a mystery, my son. We have no idea why these babies dropped 20 points in IQ that year. I just don't understand it. Anyhow, back to the ruling. Dr. Colberth also alleges that LinkedIn censored him when he reposted a post from Iceland on vaccines for stating that vaccine mandates were dangerous, for posting that natural immunity is stronger than vaccine immunity, and for posting that healthcare facilities should hire, not fire, nurses. Now, remember, they fired any healthcare professional, you know, the heroes, the frontline heroes. As soon as the vaccine was released, they started firing people who worked as nurses or doctors or respiratory therapists or whatever, even if they'd already had COVID and they were immune. They still had to take the big pharma product because that makes no sense. That makes no sense at all. Any epidemiologist could tell you that if they were honest. So yeah, it was just pure intimidation. It was pure power politics. It was pure profiteering by the people who in these captured agencies who are paid by Big Pharma, whose salaries are paid by Big Pharma. Their job is to protect the public, but their salaries mostly come from Big Pharma. So who, let's do a thought experiment. Who do you think they're going to favor? Oh, wait, we already know. There was a giant experiment done, and we already know. They went for the profits of Big Pharma. They didn't go for the health, safety, and well-being of the population that their job is to protect. All right, back to the ruling. Plaintiff Jill Hines is co-director of Health Freedom Louisiana, a consumer and human rights advocacy organization. Hines alleges she was censored by defendants because she advocated against the use of mask mandates on young children. She launched an effort called Reopen Louisiana on April 16, 2020, to expand Health Freedom Louisiana's reach on social media. Hines alleges Health Freedom Louisiana's social media page began receiving warnings from Facebook. Hines was suspended on Facebook in January 2022 for sharing a display board that contained Pfizer's preclinical trial data. Okay, you get that? Showing medical information from the corporation, which is profiting from this, is banned, is censored. And they tell you because they don't want misinformation or disinformation. But she's showing Pfizer's own data. So are you saying that Pfizer is lying? Is that what Facebook and the White House and Joe Biden are saying? That if you show the corporation's own data, scientific data, that you are spreading disinformation? Do you see the ridiculousness of this? And yet, it continues. Additionally, posts about the safety of masking and adverse events from vaccinations, including VAERS data and posts encouraging people to contact their legislature to end the government's mask mandate, were censored on Facebook and other social media platforms. Hines alleges that because of the censorship, the reach of Health Freedom Louisiana was reduced from 1.4 million engagements per month to approximately 98,000. Hines also alleges that her personal Facebook page has been censored and restricted for posting content that is protected free speech. Additionally, Hines alleges that two of their Facebook books, HFL Group and North Shore HFL, were deplatformed for posting content protected as free speech. Plaintiff Dr. Kiriati is a psychiatrist who has taught at several universities and written numerous articles. He had approximately 158,000 Twitter followers in December 2021 and approximately 1,333 LinkedIn connections. Dr. Kiriati alleges he began experiencing censorship on Twitter and LinkedIn after posting content opposing COVID-19 lockdowns and vaccine mandates. Dr. Kiriati also alleges that his posts were shadow banned, meaning that his tweets did not appear in his followers' Twitter feeds. And again, when we read from Matt Taibbi, they did shadow ban people. That's not the words they use. I forget what the words they used were, but they did do it. They lowered engagement or something. I forget what the phrase was, but they did it and they did it on purpose. Additionally, a video of an interview of Dr. Kiriati on the ethics of vaccine mandates was removed from YouTube. Plaintiff Jim Holt is the owner and operator of the Gateway Pundit, a news website located in St. Louis, Missouri. In connection with the GP, Hoft operates the Gateway Pundit's social media accounts with Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. The GP's Twitter account previously had over 400,000 followers, the Facebook account 650,000, the Instagram 200,000, and the YouTube account had over 98,000 followers. The GP's Twitter account was suspended on January 2nd, 2021, again on January 29th, and permanently suspended from Twitter on February 6th, 2021. Do you see all these people that are interested in what he has to say, but then they censor it because the government, the White House, doesn't want people to be able to hear information that the government doesn't want them to hear, that the big pharma doesn't want them to hear? And that is blatantly unconstitutional. That is blatantly against the First Amendment, and yet they did it. So yay for this ruling. We might get free speech back in America, which would be awesome. The first suspension was in response to a negative post Hoff made about Dr. Fauci's statement that the COVID-19 vaccine will only block symptoms and not block the infection. Okay, that's the exact opposite of what Dr. Fauci said when he was first pushing the vaccine in late 2020. You see what I'm saying? So Dr. Fauci told everyone in America that if they took the vaccine, they would not get sick and they would not pass it and the epidemic would stop. Then 3 months later, when it became obvious that the vaccine did not stop people from getting sick, he changed it. So he lied. He lied. He put out what they call disinformation. And did his Twitter account get blocked? Did he get banned from social media or the mainstream media? No. He's still held up as some kind of great hero, even though you can prove he lied. You can literally see videos of him saying one thing one time and the complete opposite another time. One of them has to be a lie. You can argue about which one's the lie, but you can see that if he's contradicting himself, then one of them has to be a lie. That's just basic logic. And yet he's still put up there on mainstream media as if he's some sort of all-knowing God. The second suspension was because of a post Hoff made about changes to election law in Virginia that allowed late mail-in ballots without postmarks to be counted. Sure, come on. You got a stack of ballots? Sure, we'll count them? What the heck? Finally, Twitter issued the permanent ban after the GP's Twitter account posted video footage from security cameras in Detroit, Michigan from election night 2020, which showed two delivery vans driving to a building at 3:30 a.m. with boxes, which were alleged to contain election ballots. Remember, on election night 2020, for the first time ever, four states suspended counting the votes at late at night when they weren't done, and resumed counting them when most people had gone home at 3:30 or 4 in the morning. Four states, unprecedented. Kind of like three skyscrapers collapsing into their own footprint on 9/11. Never been done before, never been done since. Well, we'll see if they'll do it again in 2024, but they did it in 2020 and it was never done before. And if you bring it up, you get censored. If you bring up the facts, the truth, you get banned. Hoft also alleges repeated instances of censorship by Facebook, including warning labels and other restrictions for posts involving COVID-19 and/or election integrity issues during 2020 and 2021. But here's the thing. The whole thing about Russiagate, which is the Democrats complaining about the election of 2016, they never got censored. And it turned out to be blatant lies, but most people don't even know that because the media is not interested in the truth. They want to ban what they call disinformation, which is usually the truth, but they themselves are not interested in the truth. They still push Russiagate, which is saying that the election of 2016 was stolen by Trump and Russia. You can still say that, but you can't point out that four states in the 2020 election shut down counting the votes in the middle of the night and then resumed again at 4 in the morning when no one was there, hardly, and that delivery vans drove up with ballots. You can't say that. That's called disinformation. But you can say that Russia stole the election by putting Facebook ads, 57 Facebook ads, out. Yeah, you can say that totally stole the election. That's not censored. That's not banned. I can see why he's saying here that people who are conservative are more banned. Because, yeah, that kind of thing. If you say the 2016 election was stolen, you can say it forever. But if you say the 2020 election was stolen, you can't say it. But here's the thing. 30% of Democrats also look at the 2020 election and go, you know what? That looks kind of funky. Yeah, that does not look right to me. All right, well, anyhow, I'm running out of time. Maybe I'll read more. This is good news. There is a federal judge who cares about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment, and he has ruled in favor of the American people against the Biden White House and the, well, basically the entire establishment, which is trying to shut down free speech, take away Americans' rights, and turn us into a totalitarian police state in which you have no rights at all, including the right to bodily integrity. So, yay, good 4th of July news. That's the end of Occupy the Airwaves. See you next week.